Judges chapter 11, I see a man of some real character. A man of some real character in this chapter. One chapter of the book of the Bible is given to him. He's mentioned, and then also in the Hebrews chapter number 11 is one of the great men in the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Of course, in amen. And Judges chapter number 11, I want to read a few verses of Scripture. If you want to stand for the reading of the Word of God, about two or three verses, and then we'll bring the thoughts in my heart tonight. Amen. Amen. Judges chapter number 11, amen. Verse number 1. And Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor. And he was the son of an harlot. And Gilgal begot Jephthah. And Gilead, his wife, married him sons. And his wife's sons grew up. And they thrust out Jephthah. So Jephthah had been born before, amen, before the marriage. Amen. Of course, and she had this boy out of wedlock. Amen. Of course, as a harlot, she had this boy named Jephthah. Amen. Of course, and then but then she went ahead and married. Amen. And raised another family. And Jephthah, the Bible says, amen. And Gilead's wife bare him a son, and his wife's son grew up. Sons grew up. And they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. And Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tod. And there, little friend, were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. Amen. And the Bible says, and it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Jephthah. I want to try to preach to you a few moments on, and it come to pass in the process of time. It'll come to pass in the process of time. The Lord bless me, help me today. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace of God. I thank you for the mercies of God. I thank you, Lord, you can be with us. Thank you, Lord, for the call of God. Thank you for this church. Lord, how we thank you for Brother Barnum and his wife and his family and Jason and Lord and all these other men and women. Lord, how we thank you for their faithfulness every time I come they here. And I thank you and I praise you for that. And I pray you and others. Thank you for Brother Church and Sister Church. And Lord, and add others to this church and to this work and meet their needs and help them and strengthen them in these last days. I need thee. Oh, God, if I've ever needed help from heaven, I need you tonight to help me to be a blessing. Oh, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we plead and hear and pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Jephthah, amen, is a usual man. And of course, and you see, he's probably suffered a lot of ridicule and laughs and all in his life. But after a while, the family, amen, as they grew up, said, he ain't going to have nothing to do with us. And now we don't want nothing to do with him. And so they thrust him out and got that rid of him. And so we can tell them, get away from him. They don't want him around no more. Have you ever felt like you was around people don't want you around?
Yeah.
I have. Yes. Amen. You ever felt like, especially being a Christian, being a child of God, family members don't want you around? Well, I'm telling you, amen. It happens. You ain't done nothing bad wrong. I mean, Jeff, they didn't do nothing wrong. He couldn't help his situation, but they didn't want him around. Boy, and I'm telling you, that hurts sometimes inside, don't it?
Right.
And people that you love, you hate, they love, and you realize they don't want you, they don't like you. Amen. You know, one of the things about your preacher, and the preacher of the church also, myself, we don't want people to love us. We want people to think something of us, but amen, it hurts us if somebody, and we find out that person don't like us, that person don't care for us. All we're trying to do is, by the grace of God, is follow God.
Right.
All we're trying to do is do the work of God that give us to do and be obedient and truthful unto Him.
Right.
And we would think people would thank you for it. I thought my family would thank you, but they turned out to hate me. My brothers and kinfolk, I turn out to despise me because I try to follow God. Yes, sir. Well, amen. And while we used to have fellowship together and used to have time together, they cast me out. Amen. Of course, I wouldn't go where they go and do what they want to do. Well, you know that too. Amen. Amen. Happened to you. Well, this is just that. So you can feel that. Well, the Bible says, but in the process of time, in the process of time. Now, I'm going to kind of tell you about the rest of the story here for a little bit. Not read it all, but in the process of time, amen, the Bible says in verse number 4, and it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And if so, they come up with a wall. Well, Jephthah was a mighty man. Man, he was a great warrior. And so when they come up with that, they got this wall. Amen. So this wall come up with Israel. They got to thinking about it. Amen. They said, what are we going to do? The Bible says in verse number 5, and it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilgal went and fetched Jephthah and out of the land of Tarlac. Boy, they found somebody that would help them. Amen. Amen. People are like that. They don't want nothing to do with the church. They don't want to know what people they have at the church. But they get in trouble. Guess who the first people they call on? Amen. Amen. But then again, well, here they get in trouble and war with Ammon. Amen. Of course, Ammon's a type of flesh and the world. Amen. In a Christian's life. But they get in trouble, so they needed somebody to help them in this battle. So they went and they got to talk to Jephthah and the rest of them, most of the chapter, some of the chapter here, tells about that Jephthah made a deal with them. He said, can I be your ruler? If I go and I be your ruler, and they say, if you go and win this war, you can rule over us. Amen. And so Jephthah's prayer was to the Lord, and I'll get back to part of that in a little bit. But if it was to the Lord to let him win the battle, he promised to make a sacrifice unto God if God would let him win the battle. Amen. And so he went, and God went to a battle. I want to preach to you a few minutes on a thought that I have of it in the process of time. In the process of time, I want to say to you, first of all, time will tell the true story about your life. Time will tell the true story about who is faithful to God and who's not faithful to God. Amen. Amen. Oh, brother, pastor, you know and I know how many we've seen and how many we know that came in and act like they was going to overshoot heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, they don't last no time before they go. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, boy, they talk about how much they love the preacher. They talk about how much they appreciate the preacher. Yeah. But then, amen, ain't no time for it to go true. Time tells us true story.
Sir,
it tells a story about, amen, your faithfulness to the Lord. Amen. Looking now at 2 Timothy and chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, amen. And faithfulness, one of the greatest things as your Christian life, amen, that you can do and that God will be pleased with and God will bless, is to be faithful unto the Lord.
Right.
God blesses faithfulness, amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 3, the Word of God tells us there, the Bible says, amen, for in the time which will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own hearts they shall leap to themselves teachers having itching ears. How many believe it has gone out and found teachers? Amen. In the process of time, it proved that they didn't believe and they didn't have in their heart, amen, what they said they had. I'm telling you, brother friend, today, amen, whatever is most true in your heart is what you'll turn to. Right. Brother friend, when you in despair, when brother friend, you don't know where to go, you'll turn to the thing that you desire the most in your heart.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Hey, Judas Iscariot. Amen. He betrayed the Lord. Amen. Boy, full of few pieces of silver.
Yes,
but that few pieces of silver didn't satisfy the brother friend, that the desire of his heart.
Right.
Amen. What was really there? And Judas had realized that he had lost his opportunity to be in the position of the kingdom of the Lord God. Amen. Brother friend lost everything. And who did he turn to? He turned to go out and hang himself. He didn't turn to God. He didn't turn to the things of God. He turned and went out and hung himself. Amen. The Bible says he went to his own place. Amen.
Right.
A place where people act like they love God and don't. Amen.
Oh,
yes, sir. Very well. Amen. So, but I think about old Peter. Amen. Peter, he cursed a little bit. Amen. He denied the Lord. Amen. And Peter, amen, little friend. Amen. Boy, Jesus turned and looked at him, and in the eyes of the Lord, we sung that song.
Oh.
I'll see him, brother. Amen. Boy, and then the Lord looked at him, and it did. Peter's heart melted out of it. He wept, amen, went out weeping, amen. But Peter said, and here's the type of a Christian now, a true, born again, blood washed child.
Right.
Peter said, I'm going a fishing. And amen. So some of the others say, well, we'll go with you. Ain't nothing else to look like to do. We'll go with you fishing too. And Peter's out there fishing. He'll turn back like he used to be, to pull off his coat, got naked out there fishing in the water. Amen. And the old flesh, full of the old flesh.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, I heard a voice on the shore. Woo! Thank God. He heard a voice on the shore. That came somebody looking for him.
Hey.
Amen. Thank God. Let me finish. We get out of fellowship
right.
with God.
Yeah.
There'll be somebody come looking for us. Hallelujah. And you get out of fellowship with God as a believer, there'll be somebody come looking for you. And it'll be the Holy Ghost of God.
Right.
It'll be God come.
Right.
And Jesus came looking for Peter.
Thank God.
Santa looked on that shore. He said, children, you got in the meat. And one of them disciples said, Peter, it's the Lord.
Oh,
guess what Peter did? He grabbed that old fisherman's coat and threw it on him.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. You get that God, get his eyes on you, keep your clothes on. Yes, sir. These folks go to these beaches, lay around like a bunch of lizards and snakes, lay out in the sun. Amen. But all day, amen. Because they ain't got no, amen. They ain't got nothing to God.
Right.
And so Peter, he jumps in the water. And the Bible don't say, but I believe Peter come pretty close, drunk, walking on water again, going to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, come out of there. What do you do? That's the difference between a lost man. Judas, a lost man, and a saved man, able to work here in the process of time.
So
I know I've been cold in my life. Amen. Christian life got cold. Amen. And I love fervent as I ought to be. And brother friend, not living for God like I ought to be. And I'm telling you, but I'm telling you, somebody come looking for me.
Amen.
Amen. And thank God that the friend got back in. So the process of time, I tell God, brother friend, desires faithfulness. Amen. You ought to be faithful to God. And if you, brother friend, be faithful to Him, there's a good evidence that you got salvation in your soul.
Amen.
You're faithful in the good times. and you're faithful in the bad times.
Yeah.
They have to bury a child. You may have to bury a mate. Amen. What are you going to do? You may have to go with just a little bit of money, and better count your pennies before you go get some groceries, so you have some money to have some groceries. You might have to cut some pennies out of it, and you may just have to come back with a piece of bologna, rather than a piece of steak.
That's right.
There's no count on a steak in half. Hey, bologna. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, yes, sir. But I'm telling you, amen. Piece of bologna instead of a piece of steak. I'm telling you, you may have to come in and say, well, amen, we can't have, we just have to eat. And my wife, I've seen her bread and toasted, bread we toasted, it got so dry, it toasted, hallelujah, so it tastes good. Amen, thank God. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we're talking about, well, are you going to be faithful? Are you going to
hold
God? Amen. It proves what if you're going to be faithful, process of time. God approves some things in your life. You say you're saved. God approves some things in the process of time.
Ain't that true?
Amen. God's going to prove something, a character in this man. Yes, a real character in him.
Right.
That him. You'd be faithful to the word of God. Those King James 16:11, you've been faithful to it. Process of time. If you throw it over, go in there from church and throw it over on the table or somewhere, leave it there all week. You don't. The process of time is proving something in your life. You don't love that Bible. You don't love to save your life.
That's right, preacher.
Come on, honey.
That's right, preacher.
Yes, sir. Really, you're dead for about a week. Then you pick it up and run back to church and say, oh, yeah, I love Jesus. Oh, process of time has proved you don't love Jesus.
Right, preacher.
That's a time when you picked up that Bible and read it. That's a time when you believe and you was interested in what's in that book. And you kept reading. I've gone through some, I don't know, in my Christian life. Amen. Got paid. Just coming out and all this time, that kind of thing. They kind of come out of this one. Amen. I think we'll wear this one out, give me another and try to wear that out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. The process of time will tell how much you love the Bible, will tell how much you love the Word of God, and process of time will tell you how much you love your church, how you support it, how you stand by. Process of time will prove how much you love your pastor,
man
of God. He's blessed you with a man of God. Right. You're to follow him. You know what you need, every member in this church needs to do? You need to read Hebrews chapter number 12 real carefully every day and see how God says you ought to treat that man right there.
Right.
Hebrews chapter number 12, I tell you exactly how you ought to treat and move in her that man right there. He's your man of God. He's your man of God. He may have to keep some of your children out of hell. Amen. Amen. He may have to pray and get God to raise some of your children off of a bit of sickness. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. He's your man of God, and how you treat him and how you stand by him proves how much you appreciate the man of God. Amen. Being faithful. Being faithful. Get on and sit to your next door process of time. But tell the true story of who had our true love for their husband or their wife. Amen. We live in a day and age of divorces and taking off with somebody else in this house. Amen. The process of time will prove. Amen. You may tell them you love them. You may tell them they care for them. The process of time will prove. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. How you treat your wife, how you treat your husband. Amen. Brother friend. Amen. And brother friend, being faithful to one another. Amen. How you love your church. Process of time will tell you how much you really love your church. You say you love it. Thank God you ought to. Oh, yes, sir. Jesus Jesus gave himself for the church.
Right.
And we'll give ourselves for the church. That local assembly that God has placed us in, we'll give ourselves for them.
Right.
Jesus gave himself for the church. He loved the church, gave himself for it, and beloved, that's what he's coming for. Thank God he's not coming for the mooses and the gooses and the hound dog hunters and all of that junk. Amen.
Right.
He's coming for the church.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah. He's coming for the church. Oh, yeah. And brother, he's come for the church.
Thank God.
I've had preaching in these last days, holding to a pulpit. I can't run up and down the aisle now, but I praise God. I will hold to this pulpit and be faithful to my Lord. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be faithful to him. Hallelujah.
Sir.
The process of time until then. Amen. Amen, brother friend. Amen. Don't sit through the process of time and tell us a story. Amen, brother friend, about his faithfulness to you.
Right.
Amen. See, it ain't how much you talk about you love God, but do he prove he loves you? Hey, process of time approved that. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God, Brother Ben. I can spend an hour right here. Oh, tell you about the wonderful time he showed up his time.
Hey.
I tell you, that's been sometimes I've been so low. Amen. I'd have to lift up to get a piece of food off of the table there. Thank God it wouldn't be long.
Right.
God will show himself. Oh, the Lord, amen, brother friend, will magnify himself. Whoa, let me know. We got a little dick on the back of the trailer there. And I go over there. I love to go there before the sun gets quite up.
Yeah.
Amen, brother friend. And I sit down and watch, and I watch the glory of God. As it comes up, the heavens show forth the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his hand and the work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo-wee. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. I get to go on that. Amen. And more, I get to praising him for how my Father loves me.
Yes,
how my Father, God, Heavenly Father, cares for me. How his creation is so wonderful. And all marvels his creation. And then I get to praise him for his son that died on Calvary's cross.
Right.
And by that time, that Holy Ghost get to moving up in my soul.
Right.
Woo! Thank God. We have timing on our we have a timing.
Yes, sir, buddy. Amen.
He shows himself. He magnifies.
Better believe that. Amen. Praise God.
He shows himself. He'll show himself up to you if you
seek. Yes, he will.
You seek after me. But then you'll find me. He said, you'll find me after you sought after me with all
your heart.
And he'll do more for you than amen and all the weekends that's all in the world that you can have.
That's right.
Amen. In one meeting.
Right, preacher.
Amen. Don't take him one meeting with you and your soul. And by the way, I have more joy, more peace than all the things I went to before I got saved.
Man, sure that's right.
Oh, yes, sir.
Praise God.
Process of time will tell the true story.
Right.
Amen, brother friend. The call of God on the man of God, on the man.
Right.
Process of time proves that. You just wait around and listen to what.
Right.
You'll find out they really, those that that's not called of God will go back out into compromise and liberalism. I've seen some, I thought, bless God, they was fixing to walk into heaven with y'all. But amen, come to find out now they are chung in liberalism.
Right.
Amen, but they've been going after the money.
Right.
After the thing had to be recognized. And they left old time religion.
Sure.
They left old time preaching. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God, brother. Hey, process of time. Approve what if you got the real stuff?
Right.
You'll stay with God or not. You hang around.
Right.
You'll meet some folks over there, but don't let it discourage you, friend. Don't let it dishearten you. Amen. You just keep it on going. Amen. Brother friend, I thought I lost some, was as close to me as those two fingers. But hallelujah.
Right.
I kept on plowing.
Right.
I kept my hands to the plow.
Thank God.
Kept on plowing.
Yes, you have, preacher. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. It was because God gave grace to do it. Amen. Right. I've been offered. I've been, Brother Finn, I give the opportunity. Yes, sir. Brother Finn, but thank God. Woo! Thank God. I kept my hands to the plows.
Right.
I kept my hands and kept on plowing. How the Bible says if you put your hands to the plow and you look back, you're not worthy of that kingdom of God. Well, thank God, a true man of God, I keep his hands on the plows.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Good. Brother Frankie Brown, Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I failed at that. Well, I believe it was Brother Frankie and Brother Booth. I don't think they picked me up and got me back. God, I got back to preaching again.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And believe me or not, but I didn't even feel the faith of falling out there. Amen. I think the Holy Ghost was cushioned between me and that
deceived man. I believe that. I believe that. Amen. You take care of it.
Process of time. Process of time.
Sir, buddy.
Amen.
Amen.
Process of time approved. Listen to me. Process of time approved. Your vows that you make in church, what if you'll stay with them or not?
Right.
Right.
How many people stands up in church and makes some foolish vows right. that they never keep?
Sir.
Hey, Lord, they might do it for a week or two. I don't support so much for missions. They might do it for a week or two. Amen. But after a while, oh man, I'm giving away too much money. This man comes to me one time. He comes to me, brother, and he said, now, Pastor, I got something I got to say to you. I said, okay, brother. He said, I've been tithing, you know, for a long. Oh, yes, sir, I know you're tithing. He said, but Master, Pastor, I'm making so much money now, it's hard for me to give that much. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. And he said, what's this, Pastor? I said, I'm going to pray God to give it you back down the way. It won't be so hard for you to give so much. He said, oh, don't do that, don't do that. Yes, sir. Well, I'm telling you, if you ain't gonna outgive God.
Right.
You can't outgive God.
Right,
I proved God down through the years.
Sure, that's right.
I proved God. I tell you what I have done. Even I'm not bragging but boasting about myself. I'm done what God let me do. But I've gone to the bank and borrowed money and give it away.
Right.
Amen. But there's no time for God to give it back to me. Same with interest. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'm telling you, brother friend, you ain't going out to give
me. No, you can't out give
me. Amen. You can try.
Right.
He said, try me and see if I'll not open the wonders of heaven and throw upon you a blessing that you can't receive. Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto
right,
thee. Amen. Men shall give into your bosom
right.
if you will give. Amen. Thank God, me and my wife, really. I got a 2020 pickup truck out there.
Beautiful.
Amen.
2020 pickup Amen. Truck. God told me, go get this thing.
Amen. Chevrolet.
Yes, a Chevrolet. Too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Some folks drive a Ford, and they can't get away with
it. God didn't tell them that. Amen.
But anyhow, I went and bought that truck and started making the papers on it. And it won't no time for the VA. Been trying to get them to boost my disability for several years. And they I got a letter from them saying we boost you up to 100% disability and you'll be receiving back pay from back on the way you first registered for or applied for. I got enough money from the VA, tell me. I got it from the VA. God sent it through the VA to pay that truck off. I don't want
Praise God.
Woo!
Right, that's good.
There's no way I could come up with so many thousands of dollars. Right. No how. But God,
hey,
he remembered my giving.
Hey, preacher, that's good. Praise God.
Why would you give me one? Will you keep on serving God?
Right.
He may give you one.
That's right.
Hey, if you make sure it's your lady, you go get to
her.
I'm telling you, you can't
get that bow tie.
Why don't you try? Why don't you try? I didn't know much about giving. Got saved in a church. They never did say much about giving. If they saw had a missionary, maybe some mission, something about once, twice a year. But I went to Bible school and got to Bible school. And I left a job at that time in the 70s. I left a job making $7 and some cent an hour to a certified welder with Weston House. Hey, then I got to Greenville, South Carolina Bible school. The best job I could find was $2.25 an hour. Oh, a $5 an hour drop.
Right.
Right.
That's in the 70s now. Amen. And I was sitting in church and they trying to raise money for missions. And I looked in my pocket. They said, if you give, you ought to promise God you give so much of them a week. And I looked at him. I pulled that 50 cent out of my pocket. He said, man, I said, Lord, if you'll take this 50 cent blessing, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. You see what you do with it.
Right.
Well, next Sunday I had $1 in my pocket.
Wonderful.
Oh, be. Hallelujah. Amen. I felt like I was Rockefeller. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, when I was a boy coming up on the farm, you never did do this. We were poor. We were so poor we couldn't stay the one old. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. But what I would do, sometimes I'd work and I'd give myself about 50 cents, something like that, from somebody I'd done some work for or something. And I make my way toward town on Saturday. Dad let us leave on Saturday. I go make my way toward town on Saturday. Well, I stopped by a little country store right to buy a pack of cigarettes for 20 cents. And I had about a pack of cigarettes like somebody's like, well, you got no, if God wants you to smoke, he put a smokestack on your head. Amen. Right. Amen. But anyhow, and I said, break the rest of that up. Before I left the house, I picked me up about 4 or 5 10-penny nails stuck in my pocket. And I had the rest of that change, and I jingled that change. I go to town jingling the nails from that change. They thought I had all kinds of money. Well, we said, preacher, you give. You cannot. And God approve.
Right.
God approve. What if you love something out y'all in that world more than you love God, love the house of God, love the things of God? He'll approve where your love is.
Sure he will, preacher.
It's process of time. Process of time.
Oh, boy.
You know, so last of all, process of time, God approve your character.
Yes.
He'll prove your character. Amen. Turn over to chapter 11 of Judges.
It's good, preacher.
Chapter 11 of Judges. Turn over to chapter 11. So, Jephthah. Children of Israel come and got Jephthah because they was in war with Ammon. Type of the world and the flesh. Jephthah said, okay, but I want to make a little bargain with you. I'll be your good. So Jephthah, amen, amen. He began to talk to the Lord, and he promised the Lord to walk with him. The Bible says, verses number 30, make a short. Verse number 30 of chapter number 11 of Judges. Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt withhold without fail thou shalt without fail deliver the children in mine hands. Then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, and I shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it unto up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over, verse number 32, he won the battle, he smote the Ammon and smote them, amen, and Brother Fenton beat him, amen, and dropped down to 34. Mm-hmm. Verse number 34, here's a man of character.
Right.
Find out how much character you got.
Sir.
Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrel and dance. She was his only child. Mm. Besides her, he had no neither sons or daughters. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought about me very low, for thou art one of them that has troubled me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." Did you get that?
Sir.
I've opened my mouth to the Lord, and I can go back. Have you opened your mouth to the Lord? And Brother Phil, it's in your heart that you can't go back.
It's good.
I can't go back.
Right.
Yes, sir. And she said unto him, "My father, boy, here's an obedient child." Whew. Now, this is hard, but it's hard stuff.
Sir.
Here's an obedient child. She don't talk, she don't saw the character of her daddy. She was a little bit, and she opened her mouth unto the Lord, and, you know, her mouth over to her mouth unto the Lord, said, "That if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which thou proceedeth out of thy mouth. Mm. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee and thine enemies, even the children of Ammon." Mm-hmm. Then and she said unto her father, "Let this thing be done for of me." Here's a teenage girl. She so had a character of her father. She said, "Let this thing be done unto me, and let it be alone for 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity." I and my father was a virgin girl. Said, "Hey, my old miss being a husband. Her desire was to be a wife to some man. That's what every girl ought to grow up to be. You want to desire to be a wife. Amen.
That's
some man, and you wait on that man. And amen. And boys, you wait on that girl until God sent it to you." And so she went. Look down at verses number. And then she came back in 2 months in verse number 39, and her father offered her up to God, amen, as he said he would. Then the Bible says in verse number 40 that the daughters of Israel went yearly to Laman, the daughter of Jephthah, the Gibeonite, 4 days in a year. Mm. Amen. They were going. Remember her, the daughters of Israel, for her faithfulness unto the Lord.
Right.
You know what the greatest things in my life right now, and yours right now, brother, and yours, brother, is you leave this world being faithful.
That's right.
I leave this world being what Herbert Williamson told you from this pulpit that he was.
Amen. Right.
Yes.
Right.
When a man turns back on what he said he is, he's never no more good.
Amen.
He loses his character. He loses his character. You go back on God after you have lived for God for a while. I know young Christians get back and put the coal and then dip and back out sometime, but I'm not talking about a young Christian here. I'm talking about a mature man and woman that loves God and have proved to a congregation, proved to people you love God.
Right.
But the greatest proof is you die right.
Man.
You die right.
Yes, sir.
Old Brother Burns used to step out of that pulpit and step out of that hole, that pulpit, and look at that congregation. As I'm looking at you this morning, this is serious business that we in.
Right.
This is serious business that we in. Is that Brother Jason sung in on the songs this morning? Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Right.
The one to save me by his grace.
Sir.
How's it going to be? How's it going to be? You'll leave this world faithful.
Yeah.
Just prove in process of time. There's one after him. They needed him. Jephthah come and said, okay, I will. Then he made a vow unto God, he'll let me win this battle. There's been some battles in my life. And I've had to tell God if it win this battle. I promise you, Lord, I'll be true. Let me win this battle against Satan. Let me win this battle against the flesh. Let me, oh God, let me win this battle. And I hear my plea. And by the grace of God, I'm nothing. I'm the least of all that I am. But I tried to be true to my Savior.
Amen.
Not that I'm right, but it's what he did for me.
Right.
Help me to be true and faithful.
Amen.
If he left me alone, I'd have been gone a long time ago.
Right.
Hey. But I'm telling you, process of time, children, is going to prove what you are. You can talk about what you are. We live in a dead age today, people, everybody claims they're saved. Ain't a bit more saved than hope.
Right.
I was talking to two men last week. One had needed help on salvation. And I noticed, but neither one of them give a clear statement of being saved. This one, he had on a shirt advertising a puff. I suppose a puff is what we used to call beer halls, I reckon. I reckon that's what they are, where people drink beer and carry and puff and all that stuff. I think that's what they are. I don't know if I might be wrong, but I'll take it to my, I think that's what it is. Yes. And it had two tattoos on it. And I began to talk to him about being saved, knowing God. He says, yeah. He said, yeah, I know Jesus. He said, yes, sir. My grandmama talked to me about God and things of God. And said, one morning I woke up and decided I'm going to start living for God. And I've been living for God ever since. And I'm hanging for heaven bound. No repentance whatsoever. Where he repented and trusted Jesus Christ for his sake. He turned his arm up like that and had a big cross tattooed on his arm. He said, see that, boy? I said, that's what I got that. I said, man, that don't mean nothing. I said, people wear crosses and tattoos and signs like that all the time. Well, it means something to me. Yeah, but it don't mean you're saved. Well, oh, man, that didn't go too good. I was in Oklahoma. My wife said back in bed, read the same thing. I was in Oklahoma, and I had a home down there where all types of people in had a minister. And I was preaching, I didn't do it purposely, but I just happened to come up and just tattoos come out. Some things just come out when I'm preaching, hallelujah, amen, old America. But tattoos come out. Then this man stood up. Young man, probably close to his 30s, maybe early 30s, in his 30s, stood up in the back and said, I got tattoos. And said, and they real on me. Said, and they was naked women. on his arm appears a naked woman. And he says, see this one right here? I said, that's my mama. I said, what? And he claimed to be saved. He said, see this one down here? That's my grandma. I said, oh my God, how can a man do that? How can a natural man do such a thing as that? And yet he claimed he's saved. I'm going to heaven. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. Man, you better go tell somebody else that junk. Don't tell it to me. But anyway, he got mad and walked out. We listened to no more preaching. But anyhow, what are you saying, preacher? We've got people believing in anything today and claiming they're saved. But no testimony whatsoever that they repented. And God, Paul told, what's his name over there? That king.
Agrippa. Agrippa?
Huh?
Agrippa?
No, Paul told the last king he talked to before he went to Caesar. My soul, but he told him. Amen. Once that almost that persuades me to be a Christian. Amen. Paul told him, you repentance, have repentance and turn to God. That's what he told him. And friend, that's what it takes. Repentance of your sins to God and then a turn to God. And of course, the only way you can do that is through Jesus Christ. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Him and trust Him. Process of time.
Right.
Amen. How about it? Is your soul so committed to God for whatever comes, you're going to be true and faithful to the things of God? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt, you've been born of the Spirit of God? If not, the Bible says, come, the Spirit said, come, and whoso will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. You can come to Jesus tonight. God don't have it blocked. You don't want to have it blocked. If you'll come to Jesus, you'll never regret being saved by the grace of God. You'll never regret as we stand up.
Amen.
Jason will sing a song. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name, save that one who's lost tonight. Then, Lord, I pray for these young couples in here that they'll make some commitments unto God. As Jeff had made a vow unto God. It's better not to make a vow than to make it and not live it, the Bible says. Maybe some of you need to make a vow to God around this old-fashioned altar tonight for your family's sake, for your children's sake, for your marriage's sake. Maybe you got children that's lost and you need to do business with God. You here, you're lost tonight. Why don't you yield to, you'll never regret dedicating your life to God. You never will.